Ray is here. Susie Larson is not today because it is Yom Kippur, and Ray is teaching on Yom Kippur. If you have missed his teachings today or any of his teachings over the past 2 years, there is a link at the Risenstein Facebook page and also at the Victory Facebook page.
Well, there's just so much. We still have. What we're going to do, just to give you kind of a preview of where we're going, we're going to dig into the real heart of Yom Kippur from the Jewish priesthood, what actually happened, for a couple of moments. And then we are going to look at this year, 5776. What does that mean? What's coming? Okay. What is 5776, especially looking at the 76? What's that mean? And the letter Vav, 6, or Vav. Number, and finally after that, we're going to look at what I always do every year, which is I look at the 10 days of the days of awe and see what happens there as a preview of what's coming in the year ahead.
So sure.
The rest, after we get this first part here, we'll jump right into kind of a prophetic look at what's coming. Okay. Day of Atonement.
You're prophetic.
So the Day of Atonement, huge day, obviously. And for the Jews, this was the day the high priest sacrificed a bull that would cover the sins of the priesthood. Obviously, with Jesus, he needed no sacrifice. He would be covered in blood. You know, you have to understand, for a sacrifice, they're wearing white and they're sacrificing and killing all these animals, and they're covered in blood when it's done. A wonderful picture of, not really wonderful, but true to form picture of Revelation, when Jesus is treading out the winepress of the wrath of God, and he comes, his whole things are covered in blood. This is that picture. So the priest goes into the Holy Holies to pour the blood on the mercy seat. Now, this is where we go into Kippur, Kapper, and all those different words. The Kapporet, the cover of the mercy seat, is where the blood ran down. Now, this is a very small, it's not a huge thing, but, and that comes from the word kippur. So he would take that Yom Kippur, kippur. Then he would take two goats to cover the sins of the people. One is the sin offering, and that's the blood you pour on the mercy seat. And one is the scapegoat, who would carry their sins into the wilderness so that the people's sins would be forgiven. That would cover him for a year. Much better deal with Jesus. He tore that curtain open forever with his sacrifice. So there is no more sacrifice. Our Jesus was covered with his own blood on the cross. And that sealed all of that for us. So this Day of Atonement, when we step back, it points all kind of pointings to Jesus. There's a lot of interesting things. Now, we got to go to the Dead Sea, and we got to go to Qumran, the Dead Sea Scrolls, and look through all of that. So some of this goes back to all of that, because if you, there's several things that happen. This goat is supposed to be taken to Azazel, which some would look at as a mountain. Well, for the Dead Sea Scrolls, one of those, there's a lot of extra biblical books in there. In other words, books that are not in the Bible, as the Apocrypha. And so one of those has Azazel, and it's called the Book of Giants, which is part of the, there's a lot about Enoch, the Book of Enoch and all that. And so in that one, Azazel is Mount Hermon, which is on the sides of the north, way up in Dan. And that's where the fall of the angels and back from the time of Noah and all that happened. So that's part of that in Qumran, for those of you who went to Israel. But for the Jews, they don't look at it that way. Azazel simply means for absolute removal. In other words, you're dead to me. You've ever seen that done where they chop the fingers? So the high priest puts his hands into this wooden box, and he pulls them out with two different labels. One is for Yahweh, one for God, and the other is for absolute removal, or Azazel. So basically, the interesting story here, and this is from the Talmud, so this is the teaching of the Jews, and they still talk about this, amazingly enough, when Simon the Just was a high priest. What they did is they had to signal to know when the goat had been thrown from the mountain. And so they signaled themselves with flags and the one back at the temple. And so there is this garment, this thread, that as soon as it was scarlet, and as soon as the goat was thrown, for all the times of that high priest, it would turn white as soon as the goat was thrown off. And that was a picture, pretty much easy to see, as Isaiah 1:18, though your sins are like scarlet, they will be white as snow. But what's interesting, after that season, instead of changing to white, they knew that that meant that their sins were forgiven so they could go forward. But up until at the death of Jesus, that was the last time that ever happened. Mm. And for the, there was only 40 more years before the temple was destroyed that they could make sacrifices. And there was never again a time when that it's turned white. Mm-hmm. The Jews still look back. They still have it. Look back from the Talmud. And so it's a wonderful perspective from Christians. We look at that and go, well, duh. Mm-hmm. But again, it was one of those moments where God even wanted to just set it in the hearts of those. And there's a lot of things that the Jews would later kind of pull off and go, you know, let's not talk about that anymore. Because there were so many obvious things that Jesus was the Messiah. Right. And that was one of them. And so they tried not to do that. But that is still in the town. But now, it is the holiest day for the Jews, the Yom HaKadosh. So, holiest day. The Kippur, we talked about Kippur being that top of the where the sacrifice is done. It comes from kafir or kafir, the ransom or redeemed, which is basically the cross. Mm-hmm. So no matter how you slice this, when you're on Yom Kippur, when you're thinking about what's going on, it's all pointing forward to Jesus. Everything about it points to Jesus. Right. And the interesting part is, whenever Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur is written, it's written in the plural, Yom Kippurim. So it means a day like Purim. And Purim, it cleanses us from a multitude of sin. That's the story of Esther and Haman. It's the day of deliverance and salvation. And that really kind of points to Passover when Jesus died. Mm-hmm. But it also, obviously, because the word has its roots in Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement. So it forever links Yom Kippur with Passover. Mm-hmm. This Judgment Day.
And you could take it a step further, and I'd have to do more research on this, but the head covering that the Jewish people wear, the yarmulke, is also called the kippah, from dome, from covering. Wow. So, I mean, just
all the signs point.
You think it kind of. Well, and now here's another one. This is, again, I'm going to give you both sides of it because I just think it's fair. So the priest enters with incense before him. If you've ever been in part of the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. a lot of their traditions has them coming with incense, and that comes from Jewish tradition. So he approaches the Ark of the Covenant with an incense, and he sprinkles the blood on that Ark. The Bible says to do that. So, but now when you go in and this, it's unique because it's the only time you come in and pour blood on that Ark of the Covenant. Mm-hmm. So one time a year you get to come in. So the most holy day of the year, he comes in white. The rabbis all agree that the priest motion, now this is a word, ke mazlif, or in other words, the translation is you put the blood on there as if you're whipping someone. It's a certain motion in the Mishnah, and as well as the Babylonian Talmud. The motion is once upward and seven times downward, aiming to sprinkle neither upwards nor downwards, but kasmaslif, making the movement of swinging whip. Now that's enough in and of itself.
that is.
But there's more. Some have suggested that the original word has a T in it, which is ke matzlif, which is translated like a cross, which is the same. But the obvious implication of that verse, little too much for the Jewish sages. So it was changed to take the T out and just as a whip. Not that that really helps the argument anymore that you're making. But however you look at it, when the priest is putting the blood on there, it's put on as if it's put on with a whip.
Can I ask if you know, when the priest did this, did they use a branch of hyssop? Was that significant?
You can look in the scripture of how it's put on there.
Mm-hmm. Because that's how God instructed, you know, the Israelites.
And Moses.
Right. To use a branch of hyssop on the door frame for the angel of death to pass over.
Right.
The Israelite houses that were covered by the blood.
And also making it a door of blood. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much there. So, you know, with that rabbinic kind of a mandate, it reinforces the picture of God himself. And they get this, which is the really odd part, because a lot of times the argument of the Jews is God isn't going to be the one that does this. But this particular picture argues that it is God himself paying the price for our sins, being whipped and suffering at the hands of humanity, the priest, or even God himself. So throughout the year, in sacrifice after sacrifice, the tabernacle absorbs all the sins of the people. But on Yom Kippur, you are pushing the reset button. You go back to zero. That's why it's called the Sabbath of Sabbaths, a year of Jubilee. Mm-hmm. The Sabbath year is when everything goes back to all the land and stuff goes back to its original owner. So obviously we have so many pictures there of the Messiah, Jesus, and how he would redeem us all through his blood one day. I will remove the iniquity of this land in a single day. It was always looked at as Yom Kippur, but we of course discovered on Passover and what it was.
Well, if you did not have the home game of Ray teaching on Yom Kippur, you do now. It's all recorded. It is all up at the Victory Facebook page and the Rise and Stein.
That'll be after we get done today. We'll put this version up.
Okay.
Yes, but what you just heard.
Yes.
What you just heard, all the things you heard on the teachings are up at the Victory Facebook page and the Rise and Stein Facebook page. Teaching on Yom Kippur continues right here on Rise and Stein.